So Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. We pray that God will bless. I wonder what you see with your imagination as you look ahead into 2022. What does your gaze fall upon as you look ahead? I guess for some of us, the new year and a new start will invigorate us. For some, the new year will fill us with dread. For some, the new year will just be another day that ticked by. I guess it's a bit like birthdays, isn't it? Some of us, I guess especially the young ones, are really excited when a birthday comes. Some of us are beginning to dread the birthdays. Perhaps a big birthday comes and you think, oh no, I'm getting older. And perhaps some of us, it's just, well, it's just another day. And I guess that's how we feel a little bit, or we can, and perhaps even all three of those things as we begin 2022. However, I suspect, at least to some extent, all of us are feeling a little bit weary. Tired of COVID, tired of restrictions, tired of the news, tired of the constant change. And it's really helpful when we come to this little passage in Hebrews 12, just to think that this letter is being written to people who were really weary. We don't know who wrote the letter. So all sorts of people suggest certain writers. But it's written to some Christians who'd perhaps got really weary. They were struggling. They were in an environment where they were being persecuted. And perhaps some of the pain of that, some of the troubles of that, had got them to the point of feeling a bit weary with it. And perhaps even throwing in the towel, or considering throwing in the towel, giving up. And I guess that's how we feel as we start the new year, at least a little bit. There's something in us that's feeling a little bit weary. I guess most of us, 2021 probably hasn't been the year that we've really longed for, hoping everything would be gone. I looked back at my notes from last Christmas and thought, well, we were in a similar position then. And for some people, it's been far short of what you would have hoped for the year. And I suppose what I was thinking when I was preparing is what will give us some hope? What will help us to press on in 2022? What will help us to grow in our faith? What will help us to get through another year? What will help us to make 2022 not just a year that we get through, but a year to remember? Perhaps a year to look back on, even in eternity, and see what a wonderful year that it was. Well, I'm just going to bring to you that one thing. What is it that's going to keep us going? It's looking to Jesus. And verse 2 of chapter 12 of Hebrews says that. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. You might want to call it a motto for 2022. And I know it's in the sort of a middle of a sentence, where it is in the ESV anyway. But looking to Jesus, just those words, looking to Jesus. You see, this section of Hebrews is picturing an endurance race. Now, I must admit, this is a concept that I don't really connect with very well, because I've never been a runner. I used to like a lot of sport, but I'm not really an endurance person in terms of running. Some of you will be. And so you know the feeling of being in an endurance race and what it's like to run a long race. And what it's like to think about what it's going to be like when you get to the end, when you get to the finishing line. And the picture here is of the Christian life as a race that we've started out with Christ. and that we're in a stadium. Did you notice how it says we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses in verse 1? And the picture there is being in a stadium running a race like the Olympic Games and running the laps and endurance race and all the crowd, you know, cheering you on. And then you might say, who are this crowd? And it follows straight on from Hebrews chapter 11, which is a great long list of all the saints of old, all the people of faith of the years gone by. And it seems that we're to picture in our minds all of those that have gone before us, all of those that have lived a life of faith. They weren't perfect. If you look back at the list, you'll see lots of sinful people, but people that had faith in God. And so as we carry on in our race, their race is sort of finished, but our race carries on. There's like they're cheering us on. The things that they did are spurring us on to faith and to good works and to keep going to the very end. Just like a crowd encouraging us in our endurance race. And then there's a little bit there about having the hindrances put to one side. It says, let us also lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And so as we start, there's like a sense of like, you know, if you're doing an endurance race, you don't want to be carrying any weight that you shouldn't be. Not just, well, physically, but also like you don't want to be carrying a bag. You don't want to be wearing clothes that aren't suitable. You need the right gear. You want to get rid of the stuff that's hindering you. And the picture here is of sin. The things that we cling on to that hinder our walk with God. We need to get rid of them if we're going to press on in this walk. This run, this race. So, the race of 2022, perhaps it's just one another lap, but it begins. But there's questions. What is it that will keep us going? What is the purpose of this race? Where actually are we going? What's the point? Is there any hope? Or shall we just throw the towel in right now? And this verse 2 gives us the key. It's all about Jesus. It's all about looking to him, the founder and perfecter of our faith. He's the one that's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And so following Jesus and living for him is what our race is all about. We find that he is both the object of our faith, but he's also the start and the finish of our race. And so that's all I'm going to do. First of all, think about what it is looking to Jesus, the founder of our faith, and then looking to Jesus, the perfecter of our faith. So firstly, looking to Jesus, the founder of our faith. We look to Jesus because he is the place where our journey started. He was the beginning of our eternal life. It's in Jesus that we found light and life and hope in a confused, mixed up, dark generation. He is our founder. He is the one that began things. He's the one that started us in the race. It's true that we did not find him, but he found us. And I know perhaps our experience has been that it felt like we were seeking after something and then we found him. But I assure you, he was there before you. And he was drawing you to himself. In fact, Jesus John 15, verse 16. Let me just read the verse so I don't misquote it. John 15 and verse 16. He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask for the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, Jesus says. We didn't earn our salvation, but he gave it to us. He paid for it. He gave it as grace for us, not that we earned it. And so as we start 2022, our eyes fall upon Jesus because he has given us everything. Everything that is worth anything comes from his hands. Everything that's worth keeping comes from him. And it's interesting, apparently the Greek word here that's used for looking implies more than just glancing. It implies that you're turning away your eyes from other things to look to him. I think the NIV says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Fixing your gaze on him. You're turning away from other things in order to focus on Jesus and live for him. You see, it's a wonderful description, really, of what it is to become a Christian. Just as we're going past, isn't it a wonderful thing to think about? That becoming a Christian is realizing that the things that our eyes were previously fixed on are not the really important things. I'm not saying they're bad things. Many of the things, they might have been bad things, but many of the things we fix our eyes on, apart from Jesus, might not necessarily be bad things, but they're not the thing. They're not the one that's going to last forever. They're not real, true life. They don't well up in us eternal life. They're not satisfying in the way that knowing Jesus is satisfying. They don't solve our deepest problems in the way that Jesus solves our deepest problems. They don't open the way to God in the way that Jesus opens the way to God. And so as we're thinking about this, perhaps for you, this is the year where you will, for the first time, look to Jesus. Fix your eyes upon him. Realize that the other ways that you've been pursuing, whilst they might be things that you need to carry on, but they've been like an obsession, but now you can see that your obsession is rightly in the Lord Jesus. He provides for us forgiveness. It's like a thirsty traveler coming to a water fountain, finding the thing that we need. Have you ever had that, when you've gone along for one day and you sort of know something's not quite right, perhaps you've got a bit of a headache or whatever, and then suddenly you think, I'm really thirsty. You sort of almost like forgotten, and you realise that when you've had a lovely big drink, and it's probably water that really quite, you just think, oh man, why didn't I do that earlier on? It's the same sort of thing that we come to Jesus as the one who quenches the desires of our soul. That to know him is deeply satisfying. It's in him that we get abundant life and true life. And so looking to Jesus as the founder of our faith, if you're a Christian, is to look back and to see that he was the one that established you in your relationship with him. He is the one that's brought you forgiveness for all eternity. He is the one who's given you his righteousness that you might enter heaven as one who is right under God's sight. It's to be so thankful today for what God has done for us through Jesus in the past. It's about acknowledging all the blessings that we've received to him. So look to Jesus, the founder of our faith, the one who established us. You know, if you're in a happy marriage, you might feel something of this as you remember how your relationship began. It stirs in you that wonderful way that God sort of brought you together, and now it's such an enjoyable thing to be together in that marriage. Or perhaps you have a great friend and you think, well, how wonderful it was that God's put us together. And in a similar way, we see that Jesus, as the founder of our faith, is the one that established this wonderful relationship. So Christian, as you enter 2022, look to Jesus with gratitude for the past. He's brought forgiveness to you. He's brought a relationship with God to you. He's put faith in your heart. He is the author, the founder, the originator. He's the architect of your faith. So come at the beginning of 2022 with thanksgiving in your heart that he is the founder of your faith. And if you're not a Christian, if you're still thinking these things through, and that's fine to be in that place. I urge you, obviously, to move forward, but to be in that place is good, to be searching after God. What a wonderful place to start. Don't try and get through another year in your own strength. Don't try and get through another year pursuing other things. Look to Jesus in faith. Perhaps 2022 will be the beginning of your race. Some people say, don't they, that life begins at 40. Well, I've got long past that. You know, life doesn't begin at 40. Life begins when you come to know Jesus as Lord. In fact, the Bible talks about it as so radical that it says it's like being born again. It's like starting life again. So don't wait. If you're not 40, don't wait until you're 40. If you're past 40, don't think you've already gone past it. No, just turn to Jesus and confess him as Lord in 2022. You might look to him as the founder of your faith. So, secondly, looking to Jesus as the perfecter of our faith. So as we enter 2022, we fix our eyes on Jesus because he is the perfecter of our faith, or the completer of our faith. In other words, he's not just the start line, he's also the finish line. I was thinking about, you know, sports, and actually athletics is probably not the best one for this, is it? Because they don't often start in the same place that they finish. I think I'm right in saying that cycling is probably more like that, isn't it? Like the indoor cycling, they start in the same place that they finish. Or to some extent like the Grand Prix, apart from you've got like a staggered start. That the aim of your life, the direction of your life, it's not just that he has established the beginning, but that Jesus is also the aim and the direction and the finish line. There's a lovely scripture in the first chapter of Philippians, which says this. It's Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He completes the work that he starts. So the faith that he gives us is not just a once and for all thing. It should be growing. It should be developing. We should be getting stronger. The faith that we have should be maturing. And it should grow. And in order to do that, I'm sad to say, in some ways, it's not the easiest thing, but we're going to be tested. Because our faith grows when there's resistance to faith. When it's hard to have faith. Just like, and I've used the example many times, but it's just like, isn't it, using weights. You know, if you're in the gym using weights, the reason why it's building your muscles up is because there's resistance. If it was really easy, it wouldn't be doing anything. The fact that it's hard is what's helping you to grow. And so true with our faith. We'll need to be encouraged. We'll need to be strengthened and directed. At times we will need to be disciplined. And in fact, if you carry on reading chapter 12 of Hebrews, you'll find that that is the context of this whole discussion. That these Christians are being told that they should see the struggle that they're in, the weariness that they're feeling, as a sign of God's discipline, teaching them and helping them to grow. If you look at verse 7, it is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons, for what son is there whom his father did not discipline? So the endurance, the test of a trial, the hardships that you feel, the way that the clock turns to 2022 and you begin to think, oh no, what's going to happen? All the tests that are ahead, the trials of 2022. And we need to be honest and say that's what every year brings, so we shouldn't expect it's going to be any different. But they're for our good. They're to strengthen our faith. Jesus is completing the work that he started. He's perfecting the faith that he once established in our hearts. So looking to Jesus means not just to appreciate him and what he's done in the past, but to grow in faith today as we get ready for the future. And particularly, I suppose, as we get ready for the end, whenever that's going to be. There will be a day, the Bible says, of completion. There will be a day of perfection. One day there will be a tape across the track, and we'll finally get to the finish line and make that final dive for the line. We don't know when it will be, but I guess like every endurance runner, it's playing through their minds. I wouldn't fancy going out on a race that was going to carry on forever. You know that there's an end. And even if you don't know the track well and you don't quite know where you are in the race, you know it's coming. And it's playing through your mind. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. I'm going to keep running. I want to get there. And so too with our Christian walk, our Christian race, that one day the finishing tape will be there. And every day before that, we're getting closer each day. And that moment when the race finishes, the struggles and pains of the race will be gone. They'll be completed. They'll fade. The memory even of them will fade. And it will seem worth the effort. It might not sometimes feel it now. But you know, once you're over the finishing line, you'll be able to see that it was really worth the effort. So let's not be unrealistic. 2022 will bring challenges. But for Christians, surely it should also be a year of growth, a year where our faith is strengthened, a year where we continually choose to follow Jesus and look to him rather than look to these other things that sometimes seem so attractive, a year where we seek God's kingdom and God's ways over our ways. And it will be hard, it will be costly, it will mean denying yourself. Jesus never said it's going to be easy. He said, you will have to, if you're going to follow me, you have to deny yourself. But one day Jesus will perfect our faith completely by bringing us into his presence forever. Who knows when that's going to be, but we want to be running on that day for that line. We want to be ready for the day when Jesus returns, or the day we meet him because we die. Jesus is the founder of our faith, and Jesus is the perfecter of our faith. So just in conclusion then, for a few minutes, I just want to think about how does this actually encourage us in 2022 as we look at the year ahead? How does this help us if we're feeling weary today? It reminds us, I'm looking at the whole passage, the whole two verses again. It reminds us of the great cloud of witnesses, the people that have gone before us. It reminds us of their faith and the way that that faith grew, the way that they were received into heaven. It reminds us that there's things to do in terms of getting rid of sin, that we don't try and carry too much weight. We don't try and try and run the race in unsuitable clothing, that we lay aside all the unnecessary things that hinder us. It reminds us to be grateful as we look to him as the founder of our faith. It encourages us as we look to Jesus, who has the power to help us to live the life and to grow in faith and complete his work in us. It reminds us that he is the destination. He's the way we're heading. It encourages us as we consider the wonderful example of Jesus. And did you notice that in verse 2? It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. There's a wonderful example for us. If you're struggling, he says, think about Jesus, the perfect Son of God, who came to earth and was treated like a criminal and even endured the cross, despising the shame that it brought, because he looked ahead to see what was coming. Because now he is at the right hand of the throne of God. And so as Jesus was encouraged through difficulties, then so too we can endure and be encouraged through difficulties. Notice verse 3 as well. Consider him, that's Jesus, consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. If he's the one that you're following, you want to be like him. Deal with challenges like he dealt with them. One last really big thing. It's really important. And it's so easy to miss. But it's right through these two verses. that we're in this together. Notice that we do all of this together. Notice the language. It's all we's and us's and ours. It says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that we're running together? I don't know about you. I was never a good runner, full stop, even when I was fit. But I guess running with other people is always going to help. And you know, as we do that together, that's what we're being called to do here. We're not just setting off on our own. We're being called together to run with him here in Loftus. That Grace Community Church might be a community of people that are running together, working this out, looking to Jesus together, being encouraged one to another, maybe even occasionally being corrected by one another, but with the aim of reaching the end of this race and knowing that joy like Jesus knew it after he'd endured the cross. And so my prayer for 2022 is that we will be a church seeking Jesus together. We're going to pray, surely, that there'll be people trusting Jesus for the first time in 2022. That there'll be some that publicly want to declare that through baptism in this year. That we'll be all growing in our faith and strengthened. Firstly, in our own understanding, in our private prayer and understanding of the scriptures. In the way that we serve one another, that we might be people that grow in our service of one another and serving God as God gives the gifts. And also as we seek to reach out to the community together. Again, it's about doing this together. Growing in God's grace and faith as we serve the community together. You know, 2022 might be yet another year of global turmoil. We've had two already. Perhaps there's a third one on the way. I really don't know. But let's pray that keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, that he will help us to endure to the end, and that we might see his mighty hand at work in our midst. God's not promised us an easy life, but it will be worth it as we pursue Jesus together. Let's look to him. Let's pray together as we come to sing and then to share in communion.